KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
July 1st marks the entrance into a new fiscal year, and Douglas County Commissioner and Commission Chair Chris Boyson to talk about county government. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, always glad to be here, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So, talk about the county's budget for the new fiscal year. And I know for a lot of people, budgets are about as exciting as watching paint dry, but they're, I mean, a necessary part of government and very important to what you have planned for the next year.
It is, and it's a very complicated process. And we, when I say we, I'm talking about the commissioners, our CEO, Dan Wilson, and all of his staff and all of the department heads really work on the budget constantly year-round. And, you know, we just finished preparing and adopting the budget for the coming fiscal year that just started a couple, a week and a half ago. But before that, we spend the rest of our time managing the adopted budget for the fiscal year that we're in. So we're in that transition right now. And it is a ton of work. And for a lot of folks, it's not interesting. The word that I would use to describe it for us is challenging. And maybe another word would be complicated. Not a lot of folks really understand the inner workings of their local governments and where the money actually comes from. There's a lot of folks who, simply believe, we pay our taxes and that should be enough. But the truth is, for at least county government, the taxes that the county collects are your property taxes, and they make up about 8% of our overall budget. So the taxes that people pay really aren't the entirety of the money that's available to pay for the services that we provide. It's far more complicated than that, and we spend an awful lot of time working on it. And we have a legal requirement in order to abide by it. So we don't get a do-over. We don't get to say oops. We got to come up with a budget that's going to work, and then we got to stick to it.
And due to the way the laws are set up, you can't just arbitrarily increase taxes if you wanted to.
No, we can't increase our taxes. The taxes have been set in state statute. It's another complicated issue. In speaking in general terms, your property tax increase, our the county's property tax increase from year to year is sort of capped at about 3%. There's rare occasions where certain things happen where you might see individual properties or property owners getting hit with a higher increase than that due to some strange circumstances. But speaking in general terms, the state statute limits a tax increase on property to 3% annually. And so you can imagine, we're a business entity. We provide services. We have an anticipated 3% increase in revenue and a 9 or 10 or 11, whatever actual inflation is, a percent increase in cost of providing services. That gets a little tough.
So how did the budget change in the new fiscal year versus the last one?
Well, we've got some things that are sort of pending still. We're very dependent upon the federal government for a large portion of our revenue. That money that I'm referring to specifically is the Secure Rural Schools payment. As of right now, there is no Secure Rural Schools program. It officially ended in October of last year and has not been reauthorized. We do know that folks in D.C. are working on that, and we're optimistic that we'll get that reauthorization, and we're still optimistic that they will go back and fund the year that we've now missed. So those revenues are in the budget. But overall, we've seen an increase in total budget by about $2 million over last year. We have had significant increases in the cost of PERS that we're having to manage, and we've seen specific increases in cost of workforce. We've had some fairly tough labor negotiations and just cost of living increases. We value our employees. We want to take care of them well, and that costs money. So we're down about 15 positions as far as full-time equivalent employees over previous year. And the significant increase in the budget, and keep this in mind, you know, the fact that you're budgeted at $209 million for the year that number doesn't increase just because you're planning to spend more money per se. It increases because you also receive more money. And we have a significant number of dollars coming into the county this year that were due to us successfully obtaining grants for some big projects within the Parks Department. And we just got notified a couple of weeks ago that we were successful in being allocated $17 million from the federal government for a FEMA grant to help rebuild the county's aging radio infrastructure. So those grant funds all have to be accounted for, and those projects also have to be accounted for in the budget.
And as you go through this, I would imagine that really salaries is kind of the biggest piece of things.
It is. We have a significant cost in payroll and employee benefits, and we've got good employees, and we're trying to retain good employees, and we've got, you know, a significant increase in payroll costs that we have to chip away from other places in order to be able to maintain that.
Now, is the county kind of dealing with the same thing a lot of the businesses, a business community is doing in terms of sometimes having to really struggle to get workers?
We are. We have many positions that are unfilled just because there's a lack of folks out there willing to do the jobs that we have available.
And when you look at the spending for different departments, is there one particular department that gets the biggest chunk?
Without a doubt, Kyle, we have, at least since I've been a commissioner for the last 10 years, we have prioritized public safety significantly. And the sheriff's department and his budget, which includes, you know, all the things that go with it, it's the patrol division and the 911 and the DINT team and the jail and the operation of that, and all of the things that go with providing public safety, including funding for the DA's office, have always been our highest priority. As long as I'm a county commissioner, they will always be my highest priority. But that seems simple to say, but when you have other duties like, you know, feeding needy seniors and helping veterans get the benefits that they deserve for serving our country, you know, those are all important things. And so saying that we prioritize public safety sounds simple, but it isn't simple. And we continue to figure out a way to do that. So that's going to continue as long as I can help it.
Now, you mentioned getting some significant grants for different things related to parks, and it seems like there's been a big emphasis in the last few years of making some improvements and also doing things that would increase tourism, especially in the coastal areas.
You know, we've focused on the coast area quite a bit, and the truth is we're kind of wrapping things up at the coast right now for a short time, but you're right. Just judging by this weekend, you know, our investments at the coast have helped support the entire Parks Department and make it one of the few departments that we have within the county that are self-sustaining, requires no use of general fund. Now, we have taken some capital that we had in the bank and made improvements to the Park Department. Those improvements that we've made have not been free, but they will return on that investment and continue to provide revenue to keep the Parks Department whole and also pay for some of the central services within the county, like HR and management and finance and legal counsel and those other departments that support the Parks Department. We have several other departments that are also self-sustaining, which we can talk about later. But for example, Bedrock's on the Bay pizza restaurant over in Winchester Bay that everybody loves. They make great pizza. They had a post this weekend where they broke their sales record on Friday, and then they broke it again on Saturday, and they're talking about how busy Winchester Bay is and how many people are around. And we in the county just happened to have an adventure expo going on over there over the weekend, and that brought people to the community, and our investments in the campgrounds brought people into the community. It's been a great thing to build that tourism platform over there.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Chris Boyce with us. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1 on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. The new fiscal year, and County Commission Chair Chris Boyce in talking about things happening in the county. We were just talking about some of the projects related to parks, and I know you've got more about that as well.
Yeah, so we started talking about the coastal parks and the improvements that we've made over there, and I think we've talked about those a lot, but the truth is that we finished... we're not finished over there, but we're finished for the time being. We've shifted our focus back to inland, and we've got two major parks projects that we're working on inland that are just fantastic. And they're going to increase utilization, but more importantly, they're going to increase the user experience at these particular parks. And the one that I'm working on, or we're working on right now, is out at Whistler's Bend. So we've been working at Whistler's Bend for quite some time. We put an RV park in there. It's been nice, but we just are in the process of finishing up a new pavement throughout part of the facility and a nice, great big new pavilion in the parking area for the disc golf course. And the restrooms that were down in the River Day Use area were so old that they looked more like an electrical maintenance box than a bathroom. They were in terrible condition, very old. So we've replaced those with local product from RomTech, which we're excited about. And then we have some ADA trails down there and some new picnic tables and landscaping, a new playground installed down there for the kids. It's great. And then we have another pavilion planned out at Whistler's Bend a little later. And then the next big project is we shift our attention down to Stanton Park in Canyonville, and it's due for a major remodel, which we have funding secured to go ahead and begin that project. And our Parks Director, Mark Wall, has been fantastic about applying for and receiving these grants. And that phased improvement of that park is going to really give it a much-needed facelift and increase, again, usership of the park, but also improve the user experience at the park. It's going to be fantastic. And then going back to a question you asked earlier that I just touched on again, the county is budgeted to receive $35.23 million in grants and other intergovernmental funding in this fiscal year. So when I talked about the property taxes not paying for anything or everything, and them representing about 8% of the budget, what we have to deal with on the other side of that is a significant effort in applying for those grants that we talked about, and those grants are going to make up about 22% of the budget.
Wow, yeah, and I know for counties, cities, getting those state grants or grants through other sources clearly makes a big difference, because a lot of the things you've talked about, there's no way they'd be happening without them.
Right. And, you know, I got to give some credit to my fellow commissioners while I'm here, because Commissioner Kress is really on the verge of making a significant breakthrough in the solid waste department. He was also instrumental in applying for that FEMA grant for the radio system. Commissioner Freeman's big project has been public safety and the investment that the county has made in the local DENT team and the work that they've done, and the successes that they've had are all due to his work. He also serves on the state's Criminal Justice Commission under the governor, was appointed to that position by the governor, and we are fortunate to have him there. And then also, we've made a shift in emergency management under Commissioner Freeman's leadership at the county, where Wayne Stinson, who's undoubtedly, in my opinion, the most well-known and probably best emergency manager in the state and has been for a long time. He's been with the county in some capacity for about 40 years or more, big shoes to fill. But we hired an emergency manager that we're really happy with. Her name's Emily Ring. She's doing a great job. And we now have an emergency management center, which we haven't had in the past. It was very apparent that we needed one of those when we were dealing with Snowmageddon and the Archie Creek fire. And all of the tragedies that we've had, including, you know, the UCC shooting, even the pandemic. We had some needs there to help support some of the other services in the community that we just didn't have the adequate resources to deal with at the time. And we've learned a lot from that. And we plan to be way more proactive going into the future rather than reactive. And Commissioner Freeman's taken the lead on that and has done a great job.
What is maybe one of the more challenging things for you about being a county commissioner?
You know, I would say that the thing that's the most challenging is also probably the best part of it. The most challenging part is that you can be doing one thing one day and be doing something completely different another day. And the amount of study that you have to do in order to understand all the different issues that you may be faced with making decisions on is nearly insurmountable. To understand the complexity of this government funding and, the SRS funds and these grants and where they come from and what they can be spent on and what they can't be spent on. And next thing you know, you're talking about, you know, renegotiating a power electrical selling contract with Pacific Power and a Rock Creek fish hatchery that needs to be rebuilt. And then you've got seniors that need to be fed in Glendale and not have a facility. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, there's a power outage on a radio tower in the top of a mountain that you get to go deal with. And it's just a very broad range of topics that we get to deal with. It makes the job very interesting from one day to the next. You never know what you might be doing. But in order to dig into those things and understand them and be proficient in as many areas as you have to be in order to make educated decisions on behalf of the public is a considerable challenge. We've got a great team in there right now, and we're told often by folks that it's the best group of commissioners we've had. I think we're all very humble and like to believe that that's not true, but we're grateful for the feedback because we all do work very hard at it.
And do you feel like your group, you're more hands-on than maybe sometimes county commissioners are?
That's certainly the case. You know, we have this saying amongst counties where if you see one county, you've seen one county, and there's different county government models. And, you know, some commissioners are more like city councilors and they only weigh in on policy and they have administrators that do the work. And we happen to be the county administrators as well. We set the policy and then we also administrate the function of the county, and the department heads report to us directly, and we're very active and involved in everything that's going on in the county. You know, we might not know every single county employee's name or exactly what's going on, you know, in public works, what road they're working on today, but we certainly have a vision and a leadership in the overall direction of each department and the county, and we're very actively involved.
How do you think the difference is between the county's financial state right now and a number of years ago, maybe early in your term in office?
Well, you know, that I was just talking about that this morning. It's sort of a roller coaster ride. You know, Kyle, we have, when I first became a county commissioner, we had, you know, 2 to 3 years left on the trajectory that they were on at the time before the county went insolvent. We're in a situation right now with the uncertainty of the unauthorization or the non-renewal of SRS, where we may be in the same boat. And the problem is the citizens of the ONC counties especially, and the western states counties for sure, have heard their county leadership cry wolf lots of times. And the truth is we're very dependent upon what happens in the federal government for our success. And we're, I have no doubt that if we have a Trump presidency coming up, that the financial situation for the county is going to improve. The federal forest, the federal agencies are currently mismanaging the forest and the county shares and revenues generated from managing the forest correctly. We believe that a Trump administration will get back to a more common sense approach of managing the forest, and that means more money for us.
And what's ahead in the next few days for you?
next few days, try to stay cool. That's what's on the agenda for everybody. Everybody out there, try to stay cool. I'll actually be at the coast tomorrow. There's a big project, development project that's being considered over there on the coast that I can't give too many details out about, but I'll be touring the site with some folks tomorrow, so I'll be all day gone at the coast tomorrow, which I'm really looking forward to considering how hot it's going to be here.
All right, County Commissioner Chris Boyce, thanks for coming in.
Yep, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.